The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1985, Microsoft opened Windows for the first time, even though it was over 2 years late, going by the first product announcement. In 1998, construction began on the International Space Station as Russia launched the Zarya core module. With a design based on the core module of the Mir space station, Zarya would be the only piece of the future ISS in orbit until the space shuttle brought the second component and joined the two together. In 2004, NASA's Swift Observatory lifted off, capable of detecting the gamma ray bursts of dying stars within seconds and then pointing all of its instruments in that direction. Astronomer Edwin Hubble, who changed the study of the universe forever by confirming that there are many galaxies beyond the Milky Way, was born in 1889. Actress Sean Young was born in 1959. Slider star Sabrina Lloyd was born in 1970.
Maybe I should go back.
And tell him what?
What do you mean, tell him what? I can identify this guy, NASA, or whatever his name is.
Oh, great. I got a good look at the guy in the last world we were on? Come on.
Well, who says they have to know that part?
In 1982, Atari sued over a video game being made for the Atari 2600, and Magic's space shoot-'em-up demon attack was a little too close to the arcade game Phoenix, especially since Atari paid handsomely to make a home version of Phoenix. It was eventually agreed that no mothership boss battle would appear in the version of demon attack for the 2600, though it was okay if the stage appeared on the Intellivision, since Atari wasn't making a Phoenix cartridge for that console. Are you getting all this?
Which of you, a Magic expert, has created the toughest game for Atari's video system?
Demon Attack!
Oh, there, Fire Breath.
You not good enough for Demon Attack! You in big trouble! I winning!
Good work, Voltar. Demon Attack really is tough. Imagine Demon Attack. In television version. Coming soon.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The two DVD set, Phosphor Dot Fossils, offering a six-hour tour through an audio-visual timeline of the early history of video games, is now available at a special price. And you can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in thelogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.